Hi, and welcome to our podcast today. I'm reading out of Psalm 139. I'm just going to go over some important things here. I want to start at verse 15. He says, you formed, actually, let's go up to verse 14. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it, how thoroughly you know me. You formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place. Carefully, skillfully, you shaped me from nothing into something. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I'd even see the light of the day, the number of your days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you're thinking of me, how precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Oh God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I awake each morning, you are still with me. Oh God, come and slay these bloodthirsty, murderous men, for I cry out, depart from me, you wicked ones. See how they blaspheme your sacred name and lift themselves up against you, but all in vain. Lord, I can't you see how I despise those who despise you? For I grieve when I see them rise up against you. I have nothing but complete hatred and disgust for them. Your enemies shall be my enemies. And that's verse 22. So I want to just highlight a few things in this. First of all, that we are mysteriously and marvelously complex. Our bodies are made in such a complex that we have to, in such complexity, that we can't even understand it. Isn't that amazing? We can't even understand it, and it's breathtaking. It simply amazes us. You know, my mind explodes when I start to consider and start to dwell upon how complex we're made. You know, we have thousands of bones in our body. Who'd have thought? Well, anyway, and he thoroughly knows us. He thoroughly knows us. There's no hiding anymore. He thoroughly knows us. I just love that about him. He said, he says there that you formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place. And he did it carefully and skillfully, and he shaped us from nothing to something. God is the only one who can take nothing and make something out of it. You know, the Bible says that in Romans that we call those things that are not as though they are. And so he shaped us from nothing to something. And I love this. I just want to read verse 17 and 18 because, you know, and he created us. You know, he talks about that. And then he recorded every day in our book. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, to give us a future and a hope. Amen. And then he says this, every single moment you're thinking of me, how precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Do you realize, this is so cool, that that his love thoughts toward us are more numerous than the grains of sand on every shore. And when we awake each morning, he's still with us. The deal is, that a friend of mine, and I don't know if this is true or not, but a friend of mine took up a handful of sand and said, there's 100,000 grains of sand in my hand. Now, I'd never checked it out. I don't know, but it doesn't really matter. So let's say 100,000 grains of sand. If you were to take five of those each day, it would take 54 years to get through that. Now, consider this. You see the grains of sand on every shore. They continually get more and more. I think that's why Jesus did a lot of stuff in the, he did a lot more stuff on the beaches where there was much sand. He, you know, only because of that. You know, I'm not saying he did, but it could be. And so it's amazing to think that 100,000 grains of sand, it would, if you took five per day, it would take you 54 years to get through it. The idea here is that we have to see emphatically, the love of God manifest in every issue that we face. It's amazing. So today, I want you to go through and think about that. Now I want to go into these verses 19 and 20 you know, how much God. Now, actually, let me just one more thing about the about this grains of sand thing. If he's thinking like that, cherished thoughts toward us every moment are more numerous than the grains of sand on every shore. How much more? Isn't that cool? How much more if we were to take, look at ourselves in the mirror 5 times a day and say, God, what do you love the most about me right now? And take it. Now, you know, it can't be a negative thought because that's from the devil. God does not have negative love thoughts toward anybody. And if it's a thought that, you know, you have to think about it, most of the time you can think into those realms. But if it's an upbeat thing, if it's positive, if it's hope-filled, it is God. Okay, understand that. It is God. No questions asked. Lastly, I just want to talk about this thing of come and slay these bloodthirsty men. Depart from me, wicked ones. A lot of people think that that is talking about physical people. And while David was facing a lot of physical problems, yes, it could mean that as well. And I'm not saying it doesn't, because David was fighting against Israel with Saul. He was fighting against the Philistines, who were the enemy of Israel. He was fighting against his own band of men when the Philistines destroyed Ziklag, and they thought that David they lost all their family. But the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. I wonder if David used this chapter, some of these things in that, to encourage himself. But I want us to look past the physical realm of despising murderous men and understand that it could also be physical ailments. Remember, the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy, but God came that we might have life and have it abundantly. And so you have to understand, it could be sickness. Jesus paid for sickness on the cross. It could be mental illness. It could be domestic violence. It could be spousal abuse. It could be child abuse. It could be all of these things. And it could be mind manipulation. It could be multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy. It could be back issues. It could be anything. It could be discouragement, despair, the lies that the enemy comes in, depression. All of these things could be those murderous men. Remember, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and those are part of this destroying the works of the devil. So I like what David says in verse 21. Can't you see how I despise those that despise you, God? So understand this. You have every right to despise physical ailments, not the person, but the ailment. And you can despise mental illness because of what it does to people. I've seen many people put into mental institutions for depression and for mental illness and mental problems. And it just how it just eats them away and the drugs that they have to take to sedate them. Understand this. God is bigger than that. And we have to despise those things as well. Well, God bless you today. I just wanted to encourage you with the fact that that God is in complete enmity, or his adversaries are coming against him. And now, again, understand this: God doesn't like that stuff either, and neither should we. So let's come and let's pray. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for the cancers that have been healed so far, and I thank you that you're doing it more. Sickness is being annihilated. And God, also mental illnesses and abusiveness and discontent and discouragement and despair is all being beaten in Jesus' name. I thank you for the people that that we've seen healed of cancer, heart disease, and all that. And I pray, God, that you would turn it around right now in Jesus' mighty name. Let your name be exalted above all things. Thank you for your goodness. Amen. Amen. So today I want you to